on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with news coming in from Gauteng. Four people have been shot and killed and several others have been left injured in what's believed to be a clash between community patrollers and a group in Soshanguve. Police spokesperson Brenda Muridili says detectives as well as forensic experts are currently combing the scene and interviewing witnesses.
Witnesses reported that other victims, now confirmed to be eight, were taken to hospital in private vehicles as well as ambulances. Preliminary investigations suggest that at about 3 a.m., a group of community-based patrollers were converging to continue with their patrols when they noticed five people on the street. When the group approached the five, a quarrel broke.
Muridili says public order police have been deployed to the area. Back home, the search for a Durban woman who went missing during heavy rains and floods almost a month ago has again yielded no results. Search and rescue personnel from Metro Police and the SAPS descended on Lamontville yesterday. It's after the Kabashe family made a plea for help. During the February floods, five people were reported missing in the area, four of which were recovered. eThekwini Mayor Cyril Qaba says officials have been constantly searching the area despite their standard operating procedures. He was at the scene yesterday and met the family.
They are looking for closure, consulted a Sangoma, and they came back and said all indications that they get from these Sangomas are that the body is still kept in the canal here. Our search and rescue team has been to the spot that they showed us. They came back and said it doesn't look like there's any sign that the body is here. So we are not giving up.
And financial groups are disappointed that the repo rate remains unchanged at 7.5%. Standard Bank's Elna Mulman says they're worried about inflation risks, especially from the global economy, which influenced the decision to pause.
This is a disappointment for consumers who were hoping for another interest rate cut, although it is still plausible that the Reserve Bank could cut interest rates again later this year.
Annelien van der Poel from Debt Rescue says this is just another financial blow, leaving no hope.
Right now, the numbers paint a stark picture. The average South African is using 68% of their take-home pay just to service debt. There's no breathing room, no relief, only mounting pressure. For millions, the financial breaking point is getting dangerously close.
And abroad, U.S. President Donald Trump has revoked security clearances for his predecessor Joe Biden, former Vice President Kamala Harris, and several former officials, including former ministers Hillary Clinton and Anthony Blinken. Trump, who still claims the 2020 election was stolen, ordered agencies to block their access to classified material and government facilities. Critics see this as a political retaliation, while Trump defends it is due to a national security move. Your top story this hour. Four people have been killed and several others have been left injured in a shooting incident in Soshanguve in Gauteng. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za under the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.